Chapter 16.
I knew it. There is no Eleanor Robinson that recently passed away.
Helen held up her iPad, which showed a running list of obituaries. Nan sipped her coffee. Not everyone puts their obituary online, but still. They were sitting in the cup and cake with fresh coffees and pastries on the table in front of them. Lexi was cleaning the coffee station beside them as they filled her in on what had happened during their visit to Jeffrey's.
Yeah, something is fishy,
Ida said as she cut a cream cheese brownie in half. She wrapped one half in a napkin and stuck it in her purse.
Indeed.
Helen turned to Lexi.
How did it go at the dog show?
My pastries were a hit. Lexi gave the counter one final wipe before sitting at the table. She leaned forward and lowered her voice. Funny thing, though, I saw Carl and Edwina there whispering in the corner, but that's not the strangest thing that happened.
What is? Nance asked.
You know Millie Dixon's dog, Winston?
Yeah.
They drew out the word and all leaned in closer, their undivided attention on Lexi. Even Ida paused from taking a bite of her brownie. He was posed on his grooming table, but Millie was nowhere to be found. The ladies settled back in their chairs, frowns crossing their faces as they considered this.
Mario said Millie had fallen on hard times, Ruth said. But surely she wouldn't abandon her dog in the middle of the dog show. One might wonder how she can afford to show her dog in the first place. Dogs are expensive, aren't they?
Helen asked. Sprinkles sure is. And if you're showing them, there's the grooming and the brushes and the collars and leashes. Lexi pressed her lips together. Speaking of leashes, I haven't heard anything more about the one Freddie was holding or the one missing from Doggy Diva. Maybe I can get some more information on that out of Jack tonight.
That would be good, dear, Nan said.
Lexi's gaze fell on the iPad, on which Helen was searching more obituaries. You really don't think that nice man that runs Jeffrey's Jewelers was lying about the grandson, do you? Helen held up the iPad again.
The internet doesn't lie.
True, but maybe there was no announcement. Some families just keep things private these days. And if the only relative was a grandson, maybe he was overwhelmed and didn't print any notifications, Lexi suggested.
We might not have this right. What if it wasn't Jeffrey that lied? What if it was the grandson? Helen said.
Ida's brows rose.
Oh, I see where you're going with that. Whoever stole the diamonds might have been fencing them through Jeffrey's, taking the loose diamonds and putting them into settings so as to avoid suspicion.
Nan's thought back to when she'd seen Douglas Faraday at the police station.
And who do we know that is the right age to be the grandson of an elderly woman and who also had access to the diamonds and knew how to make jewelry? Douglas Faraday.
Ida popped a big chunk of brownie into her mouth.
I always thought it was an inside job.
Ruth narrowed her eyes.
You may be on to something. That glitch with the security cameras was a little too convenient. If Douglas was the thief, he probably arranged for a convenient security glitch.
That's it.
Helen jumped from her seat. Everyone turned to look at her.
What? Nance asked.
The security cameras. That's how we'll catch the K-cup thief. We'll put security cameras up outside the storage room area of the senior center and see who breaks in.